Hey. That's Harry Hutchins, by the way. Harry's a forest ecologist. He joins me on Tuesday mornings for a program we call A Talk on the Wild Side.
Tomorrow is Aldo Leopold's birthday. He would have been 130 if he would have made it, but
yeah,
he passed away a few years ago. And so anyways, but it's just recognizing him. I was thinking back about some of the things that kind of pushed me the way I went, and some of those I think have to do certainly with what I call my mentors. Everybody probably has them, and people that showed me the path to that I decided to go upon. And a couple of them, of course, were Leopold's students, or even his daughter and son. And I had a chance to spend some time with them, and they really meant a lot on the why I went the way I did, I guess. And one of the things, you know, I was thinking about Al and Alice Stokes. Now, Al Stokes was one of his last PhD students, and Alice was Leopold's last secretary before he passed away, and so the two of them were at Utah State University when I was going to graduate school, and I still remember quite fondly Al Stokes asking me, and I didn't really make the connection at that point that he was one of Leopold's graduate students. But he asked me, he said, "Hey, Harry, we want to come over and band Lazuli Buntings with me."
Ooh.
Which is a beautiful blue bunting, kind of like the Western version of the indigo bunting that we have here in the East. So I said, sure, I like banding birds. And I went over there to his house, and he spent quite a bit of time then kind of learning about some of his Quaker background and also talking to me about what Leopold did for him. And so it was quite, you know, I was fortunate enough to, and he taught animal behavior at Utah State. So that was one of my favorite things, and of course, I just learned a lot from him. And you know, people should take advantage of those things when they come up in their life. You know, somebody that knows quite a bit more than you, obviously, and you know, I was just fortunate to come across that person. And the other one was just spent a 2 days with was Art Hawkins. And Art was a waterfowl biologist here in the state of Minnesota. He was also a PhD student of Leopold. So he took me around, and I actually around Aldo's shack in Baraboo, Wisconsin one day. And I was just asking him, well, how would Leopold teach about this? And he spent some time with me talking about that. And so, you know, those are the kind of things that, again, I think it's important to take advantage of. And I had a lot more mentors that, you know, John Allmendinger. I just think about all these people, Dan Hansen, and, you know, that are around here. And one of my favorite foresters is, that I learned a lot from was Mark Jacobs over in Aiken County. So, you know, when you get these kind of opportunities, make sure you spend as much time as you can with these folks.
Yeah, I think we oftentimes forget the connections, and we don't take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to us. We are too caught up in our own lives, and we forget that there are pretty strong connections to some pretty important people, and there's some pretty good ideas out there that can be at least you can become informed about. I won't say that I understand at the level of these people, but it's nice to talk to them and to become informed about what's going on.
Yeah, and slow down. You know, we were coming back from Montana after a long road trip, and you said to me, I'd like to stop and see Dallas Hudson and see what's up there, and before we, is that okay, Harry? And I said, sure. You know, there's another biologist a hydrologist, I'm not exactly sure what his exact background is, but you hear him on the radio and stuff, so I felt pretty fortunate that we'd have an opportunity, and we did. I had an opportunity once before to bump into him, I think at one of the phenology meetings that you hauled me to, but it's, you know, those are the kind of things to do. And when they happen, especially if you're a younger person, make sure you take advantage of them. And
I think that's the key right there. When you're young, you're so caught up in, you know, what plans you have for your future or what's happening that evening or something like that, that you forget that you need to just take a step back and say, wow, it's pretty special. I got to pay attention to what these folks have to say because they have done some pretty remarkable things.
You know, I didn't know much about Al Stokes. At that point in my life, I was in my early 20s, and all of a sudden, I just thought, well, yeah, someone's given me an opportunity to try and band birds and learn a little bit about this. I knew he was a animal behavior biologist at the university, but I didn't know his background until later when I started doing more reading about this. And anyway, so I'm so glad that I did take advantage of that. And any time that I bump into these folks that know a hell of a lot more than me, I try to take advantage of it and learn a little bit.
Yeah.
So Leopold's birthday is coming up, and of course we got the month of January. If you look at that Sand County Almanac, that has to do with tracks. It has to do with Nivian environment, and talks about the snow melting. I don't know if we're going to get January thaw real soon, but maybe we'll at least
next week.
Get a February thaw.
We'll talk to Bob about the January thaw. He's going to bring us one.
Yeah.
He always does.
Okay.
He can't fail.
Maybe if you're down in Cincinnati or something.
Well, I guess by thaw, I guess if it warms up above, you know, zero in northern Minnesota, that kind of is a thaw.
Didn't it seem warm yesterday?
You know,
I
was in town yesterday for a brief encounter, and this duffer and I are kind of walked past one another coming in and out of a store, and he goes, beautiful day. And I go, yeah, it's remarkable what 20 below will do for you. It was 40 degrees warmer yesterday or 35 degrees warmer yesterday than the day before. And that just changes your whole outlook. It just makes you think, wow, this isn't bad.
Yeah, keep looking at those little mammals. Leopold talks about them in the January issue, and he talks about a meadow mouse. That's the same thing as our vole, V-O-L-E.
Right,
it's just the old common language for a vole. And of course, the voles are going to, you know, the tunnels that you see, they got a blunt nose, not a sharp-pointed nose, and they dig these tunnels, and they go in to get their grasses that way. And then I also wanted to mention that, you know, we've still have a song sparrow, but I talked to Simon Grenton yesterday, and he saw a song sparrow or two over at the Unitarian Church here in Grand Rapids.
Nice.
And he's also seen, what was the finch you saw at your feeder?
This year, purple finch?
Purple finch, yeah.
Okay.
And Simon saw some purple finches too.
All right. So. One final note, I guess, of a phenological nature is that this is the month when the great horned owls will start to have a little chorus as they get ready to nest in February. So listen for that, and if you happen to hear that, let us know. That's our program, A Talk on the Wild Side. Harry Hutchins is a forest ecologist, joins us on Tuesday mornings.